aimed at improving cultural competency. Greater Sudbury Police Service is hosting their second Truth and Reconciliation Relay in September. Their goal is for participants to walk, bike or swim a total of 150,000 kilometers, which represents the estimated number of children who attended the residential school system. A media conference kicked off the effort on Tuesday, after which organizers Const. Katrina Pitawanakwat and Const. Anik Denny explained the effort to Sudbury.com. Last year's effort was held within Greater Sudbury Police Service ranks, during which 110 members logged more than 12,000 kilometers. The relay saw participating police officers read the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada's 94 calls to action, with each member selecting one to reflect on how they can implement it in their daily lives. 16 organizations and counting have joined the effort, whose members will undergo an education regimen centered around the residential school system in August, and log kilometers in September. The organization whose participants logged the greatest average number of kilometers will have their name installed on a Champions of Change paddle. Drawing from her education in human kinetics, Denny said there's an important parallel between education and physical activity. After you do a lot of heavy things, going for a walk in nature helps you absorb and heal as well, she said. There's a time for that sadness, but then you go out and think about how you can create that change. As with last year's inaugural event, participants will select one of the calls to action to center their thoughts on, and dedicated action. This year's effort will include a scavenger hunt across 17 Rainbow Roots trails throughout the city, with each trail containing rocks with seven grandfather teachings on them, as painted by Rainbow District School Board students. During his remarks at Tuesday's media conference, Chief Paul Peterson clarified why it's important for police to head this effort, crediting Pitawanakwat and Denny for organizing it. Sadly, historically, police have played a significant role in taking these children away from their homes, and before there can be any reconciliation, there has to be truth, he said. This year's effort, in which organizations have been invited to participate, is a step forward from last year's GSPS inclusive effort, Const. Daryl Rivers told Sudbury.com. It's anticipated that next year's effort opens the relay up even further, with members of the general public throughout Ontario invited to participate. The closing ceremony for this year's relay will take place at Bell Park on September 28. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.